And if you look at the phase 1-2 trial that led to the approval of enasidenib, which was previously known as AG221, what you can see is that the median overall survival in the entire group that was treated was 9.3 months, although the group of patients who achieved a complete remission, the median overall survival was 19.7 months. This is a very good low-intensity treatment for patients where they may not have any other options. And that's very, very exciting.